Another Year Has Gone By, written by Wraith Espresso and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Tim/Danny, as well as the Bat family members and Tim. Summary. Tim celebrates the new year with Danny for the first time. He asks to do some damage control for a viral video later, but he'll enjoy the moment for now. It's the 31st of December. In 15 minutes, the clock will strike midnight. This time last year, Tim was in a formal gala, wearing a three-piece suit, drinking champagne, and mingling with Gotham elite society. This year, Duke and Damian are the sacrificed children to be at a fancy party with Bruce, while most of the others are scheduled for patrol. Tim is glad to be spared. He's still the co-CEO of Wayne Enterprises, so some people are probably expecting him at the New Year's gala. However, he specifically requested this day off from Bruce months in advance, and made up for it by taking on several weeks' worth of extra WE and vigilante work. After all, this will be his first New Year celebration with Danny. Tim takes a deep breath and exhales, enjoying the cool breeze on his balcony. Arms wrap around his waist, and he smiles as he leans back against his lover. "Hi," he whispers. "Hey," Danny replies softly, his breath tickling Tim's ear. 15 minutes left. "Yeah," Tim says, turning his head to the side to plant a small peck on the other man's cheek. Danny chuckles and nuzzles his hair. Tim rests his hands above Danny's as he gazes up at the night sky. The stars are still not visible, except maybe for 3 or 4 white dots, courtesy of light pollution, but there aren't a lot of clouds either, allowing moonlight to shine down on the city. Another year has gone by. Silently, he wonders if one day he'll wake up from a dream. There's still some disbelief stuck in his mind at how amazing everything is right now. In the past 12 months, not even counting him gaining a lot of new information and knowledge about the multiverse, having breakthroughs in research and his achievement at work and vigilanteism, Tim grew closer to his friends and team, reconciled with Jason, had brotherly bondings with Damian, miraculously had emotional conversations with Bruce, spent more time with the family, and very importantly, he got himself a very kind, understanding, super hot and handsome boyfriend. He doesn't know what he'll do if it all ends up being a pleasant dream. "Our anniversary is coming up," Tim mentions, opting to ignore the depressing thoughts. "Yeah, on Valentine's Day," Danny says. "You're thinking that far ahead?" "It's not that far ahead," Tim huffs. "A month and a half will go by so quickly." He whines in protest when Danny lets go of him. It's only for a second, though, and the other man merely shifts his position so they can face each other before Danny pulls him closer by the waist. "Okay, true. What are you planning, then?" "We could go for a tropical vacation. Maybe Hawaii. Bora Bora. Maldives? Or somewhere like that? What do you think?" He'll have to tell people in advance and take up extra work again to make up for it. A lot of additional work, rather, because he intends for it to last at least 3 days, maybe even a whole week. See, Alfred, Tim could totally wish for a real break. He's so not a workaholic anymore. Well, sometimes. Sounds good. Danny grins. I'll have to file the leave as soon as work resumes, so my manager won't yell at me in February. The WE job offer still stands, by the way, Tim states. The aerospace division is practically begging me to hire you. Bruce and Lucius want to poach you. That's nice, but I can't and won't date my boss, Danny replies, and gives him a sharp smirk that does things to Tim, continuing with a husky tone. Unless, of course, you're into that. You seem to enjoy the doctor-patient thing before, so maybe we can roleplay the CEO-employee dynamic the next time we have sex. Danny! Tim slaps his chest lightly, face feeling warm. He won't admit how hot he thinks the idea is. Not now. Maybe later. His boyfriend laughs. Tim glares but can't keep up the expression and ends up giggling with him. They get distracted and quiet down when the clock tower rings from a distance. Even from the penthouse, Tim can hear people make noise from the street. He looks up and watches in awe as bright, colorful lights bloom in the sky. The fireworks are pretty. Happy New Year, darling, Danny greets happily. Tim beams at the other man. Happy New Year, honey. Danny cups his cheek with his hand and leans in. Tim closes the distance, eyes fluttering shut at the gentle press of their lips. Tim's feelings overwhelm him a little. It doesn't matter how many times they kiss. It still gives Tim butterflies, still gives him that electric buzz that makes his heart pound and his knees weak. Their lips part slowly, and Tim admires the radiant smile on his boyfriend's face. I love you, Danny. And I love you, Tim. They hold each other close, watching the fireworks together. Near the end, Danny whispers to him, Bruce is probably gonna scold me, but watch this. Danny doesn't raise his hand, but he subtly points his finger to the sky. A very small glowing orb appears at the tip, which then rushes upwards, ascending away from them until Tim can barely see it. The glow becomes stronger and brighter before suddenly exploding into different directions, painting green streaks onto the sky before it dissipates into glitter, falling down leisurely like shining rain. It's the biggest firework of the night, the unexpected grand finale, and it takes much longer than the others before it completely fades away. That was absolutely gorgeous, Tim breathes out. You're amazing. People agree, based on their cheers and claps. Yeah. Bruce is probably gonna grill Danny about this feat because it'll no doubt go viral online and would also make manufacturers wonder about that particular fireworks composition. Tim will think about how to do damage control in time, but for now, he's going to cherish the shy smile and cute blush on his boyfriend's face as he thanks him for the compliment. Later, they eat their little feast that Danny cooked. Tim helped with chopping and peeling, at least. And then cuddle on the couch while they greet their families on their phones. Tim scrolls past the numerous New Year's greetings in the group chat and winces at the latest messages. Deck the hall with bats and birdies. Casserole. Happy New Year, smiley face emoji. Lighthouse. Happy New Year. At Hellkid. Damien, please save me. This granny wants to pinch my cheeks off. Stephen Cake. LMFAO? Hellkid. Hold on, Thomas. I've just gotten away from the Smith couple. They've been trying to set me up with their daughter. Pathetic. Lighthouse. Please hurry. Zombie. What in the actual fuck is this firework? Link. Stephen Cake. Whoa. Casserole. I saw it in the financial district area. Stephen Cake. I'm a bit jealous. I must have been facing away, was busy kicking ass earlier. Hell Kid. It's the color of the piss. I can only hope it's by Timothy's bow and not grandfather's doing. Batfather. It's Danny. At Coffee Man. BabsBQ Sauce. Can confirm. I have CCTV footage at Coffee Man. I'll wipe it, but know that there will be a copy for the family. Zombie. Thank God. I'd rather not deal with the old fart right now. At Coffee Man. Your man's in trouble. Lighthouse. Damien, SOS! At Hell Kid. Stephen Cake. Duke, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. Lighthouse. She's asking who I'm texting. I lied. I said I was texting Tim about urgent business. Bad idea, I think. She just wants to pinch me more. She just keeps saying, you youngsters work so hard. Stephen Cake. LMFAO help! Lighthouse. No, help me! Zombie. Thank fuck I'm not there. Anyway, can we go back to the Ecto firework? BabsBQ Sauce. It's already going viral. Casserole. It was beautiful. Batfather. Yes, it is, Cass. But it'll leave people wondering. Hellkid. At Coffee Man. Check your phone. By the way, I already saved Thomas from the pincher lady, as he calls her. Stephen Cake. Thank goodness. Zombie. At Coffee Man. Disco Man. It was super pretty at Casserole. I wish I could have seen it in person, but I'm in Bloodhaven. I'm sure Timmy will fix it so everybody'd calm down. It's New Year's, we should enjoy. Stephen Cake. Every Boyd. BabsBQ Sauce. Every Boyd. Zombie. Every Boyd. Hell Kid. Fix your spelling, Richard. Lighthouse. Every Boyd. Disco Man. Not you too, Duke. Sad face emoji with two left parentheses. Batfather. You're all burying the chat. At Coffee Man. Stephen Cake. I'll call him. Coffee Man. No need, I'm here. Happy New Year. Danny already knew he was in trouble before he even did it. I'll deal with the aftermath, but for now, just enjoy the video. Disco Man. Can we ask for a repeat performance? I want to see it live. Pyrotechnic Show by Phantom. Casserole. Me too. Stephen Cake. Me three. BabsBQ Sauce. Me four. Coffee Man. Ask him yourselves. Gonna go to bed. Good night. At Disco Man. Every Boyd. Disco Man. Demand it. Stephen Cake. Demand. Zombie. Demand. Tim snorts and clicks off the chat. He places his phone on the coffee table and rubs his face on his boyfriend's chest playfully. Danny also puts his phone down on the table and pokes at Tim teasingly, inciting a short tickle fight that ends up with Tim straddling Danny's lap. "Should we go to bed now?" Danny asks quietly, absently caressing Tim's thigh. Tim hums and drags his palm slowly from Danny's neck down to his abs. "I don't know. I guess, if you're feeling sleepy. Otherwise, if you're still interested in that roleplay thing." Danny's icy blue eyes darken, pupils dilating. Tim bites his lip, a shiver going down his spine in anticipation.
"Oh, you want to do it now?"
"Fuck." That lust-filled deep tone sent heat straight to Tim's groin. "Yeah," he whispers breathily. Danny chuckles lowly and scoops Tim up in a princess carry, making him yelp in surprise.
"You got it, boss."
As Danny carries him to the bedroom, Tim thinks that, yes, last year was really great, but he has a feeling that this year will be as well. He'll make sure of it. The end.